APS rates are not too high, according to the opinion of a judge released yesterday. The judge recommended dismissing a complaint that challenges a 2017 rate hike. But she did agree that APS' description of the rate increase was possibly misleading, and she encouraged a rate review to determine whether APS is earning more than regulators authorized. To break this down, we're joined by Arizona Republic reporter Ryan Randazzo. Ryan, good morning.
Morning.
So when the rate hike passed in 2017, APS said the increases would be about $6 per customer. What are we finding out about what actually happened and what the judges said about this?
Well, immediately after that increase took effect, people really started to complain about their bills, and the increase was not easy to understand. First, your rates went up, and then you had to choose a new rate plan with all sorts of different moving parts from how you were billed previously. So it was very confusing, and there were lots of people, thousands of people, who said, hey, this isn't a $6 increase. I'm paying a whole lot more for electricity. And so what you had was a real grassroots effort. Stacy Champion, a local business owner, filed a complaint. She asked for a rehearing to reconsider whether this increase was actually $6 or not. And as you said, the judge decided, yes, the increase was appropriate, but maybe not described in the clearest manner possible.
Now that this opinion has come out, the Corporation Commission can basically say yay or nay on it. Do we have a sense of how the newly constituted commission might handle this?
Well, one of the sitting commissioners, there's five, one of them voted against this increase back in 2017, and he immediately asked for a rehearing before the APS customers filed this complaint. So he's maybe the most likely to want to amend this opinion, not just accept it and say, okay, everything's fine. Because they can either accept it, throw it out totally and create their own order, or they can amend what's in front of them. And they'll usually tweak what's in front of them. Then we have another commissioner who was just reelected, Sandra Kennedy. She's the only Democrat among those four. Her entire campaign was to, you know, crack down on APS. So I might expect some amendments from her, if not just a vote against this. And then you have the other three, and it's sort of a mixed bag, although they've all voiced a little concern over how APS explains this rate hike, if nothing else. I mean, saying maybe this is proper, like the judge said, but we don't really like the way it was communicated to customers. $6 a month average maybe isn't the best way to describe this. That might not describe anyone's actual bill. Some people would be lower, some at higher. You can get to an average many different ways. You could get to a $6 average by charging some people, you know, $30 more a month, for example, and some their bill would go down. So they're really looking at how these things are communicated to customers and try and make that more clear going forward.
Yeah, perhaps speculative. Is there any reason to think APS is going to take a different approach? We obviously know there's been a change at the top. Is there going to be a different strategy for them, how they go about this, based on the feedback that they may get from commissioners or just the fact of this case?
I think it's pretty likely that these things are going to be communicated differently at a minimum. That when they describe these rate increases, they're going to have to give a range and say, you know, your increase could be between X and Y dollars per month, more in summer, and they're going to offer a whole lot more detail up front so that people aren't surprised by these things.
You mentioned Stacy Champion, who brought this case. Have we heard from her since the judge's opinion came out?
So she's obviously pretty disappointed. She started this challenge. She got thousands of people to sign a petition to donate money to her lawyer. So, you know, she really crowdfunded the legal defense here. She had people helping her out with the financial analysis, and it's been a long fight. And she's not super happy, as you might imagine. But I see this as at least a partial victory on her part, because APS wanted to implement another rate increase that was going to be about $3 a month, they said. This was to pay for upgrades at a coal power plant in New Mexico. That was supposed to be in place today, and APS just gave a presentation to analysts, and they can't predict when that, if ever, that increase is going to go into effect. They've sort of held off at the commission. I have to believe that part of the reason they've slowed down on that second rate increase is because they had to deal with the Champion complaint in this case that was before them for the last year. So at least a partial victory for her.
Ryan, briefly, less than a minute to go on this, and this is a bigger picture item. Now that we know more about APS political spending in the past, how is the perception of APS changing, though? Obviously, that was one of the worst-kept secrets around, that they were heavily involved. The fact that they spent as much as they did, where is APS now compared to 4 to 6 years ago in terms of the perception, in terms of their aggressiveness in the community?
Well, I think they're fighting pretty hard to try and reverse the the perception of them as being involved in dark money. They now report when they're spending on political campaigns. They haven't said they won't do this. They say they need to clarify the record if there are solar companies getting involved in the elections and their interests are counter to APS. So they're still going to be involved in elections, but they seem to be working a little bit harder on polishing their image so they don't they aren't always referenced as a dark money utility.
Okay. Ryan Randazzo of the Arizona Republican, AC Central. Ryan, thanks.
Thank you.